Okay, today's daf is Bava Metzia. Bava Basra. Bava Basra is only 10 blot ago Bava Metzia. Bava Basra, daf Yud Aleph. Daf Yud Aleph, we are still in the Agadata related to Tztaka. Then in the middle of today's daf, we get back to regular Bava Basra, Chalukah in Yanim. And then we have a couple of days of that, and then we'll get back to a little more other side ideas, not really side ideas, but in terms of who wrote all of the Sifrei Tanakh. That'll be coming up in a couple of days. But first, we finish up the Agadata. Again, we are still in the middle of Yud Amabez. We are up to Tanya. Tanya, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eighth medium line on Yud Amabez, Tanya. Just one ha'ara from the end of yesterday's Gemara. We mentioned that Shlomo HaMelech asked, who will get Olam Haba? Who will get Olam Haba? And then the answer was, Kol Shekneged Zekenav Kavod, all the Zekedim that get covered, all the Tamidi Chachamim, and even in the Olam HaEmes, that they are not Hafuch. They are also getting the covered, just like they get the covered here. So he asked the Rabbi Yonatan Aibishis in the Yaros Dvash, which Shlomo HaMelech didn't know who gets Olam Haba. He didn't know what to do. He didn't know you have to learn Torah and do mitzvahs. Matzorach Yesh L'Shlomo V'Chachmos L'Davar Zeh. Many psukim talk about what gets Olam Haba. What was he really asking? That has to be something deeper in terms of what he was asking. So says the Aras Dvash, Shahanidon hu lagabi tochacha, sheyichova al gdola Yisrael, eich akasha l'kayma mimanavshach. What his question was about how to give proper musar and how to give proper tochacha. Why? Im yali mo'enei mibli lohochia chuli aser ha'am. If a Talmid Chacham, if a Gadol Hador does not give the proper rebuke because he's scared, Hari Onshem Kashem Ma'ovlo Yiskul Olam Haba, then he's lacking something because he didn't do what he was supposed to do. V'mikaymu b'sus Tochacha, and if he does give the mitzvah of Tochacha, if he does give Tochacha, then Ruach Abrios won't be Nocha Himenu because the people won't like him. U'memela Ruach Hamakom Nocha Himenu, as it says in Perkei Avos, right? Only Ruach Abrios, Ruach Hamakom, they go together. So what do you do? What do you do? So he says, Ezo ben Olam Haba. So the Heshiv. So what was the answer? Give it to him. Shavada yochichu gam yochichu. Give tochacha and don't worry that Ruach HaBrios won't be noche imenu. Why? Shirak hamone ha'am heim sonim es ha-mochiach. Aval ziknei ha'eda mosifim lahel v'sa-mochichem. Right? The hamonam, the average plony, will feel bad about the tochacha. But the people who really know will appreciate it and realize that this is something that is needed. That's what it means. Keneged zakenav kavod, as long as he gets covered, keneged the zakenim, not the hamonam. The zakenim talking about the people who give the kavod, not just get the kavod. So that is what you have to look for. That was the answer given to Shlomo HaMelech. Or interesting, why is he called Shlomo Ben David here? He's not called Shlomo HaMelech here. Because maybe when he meets Shlomo HaMelech, then he was the Chacham Mikol Adam. He wouldn't be asking questions to others. But now he's called Shlomo Ben David, because maybe he's still at the stage of searching, still at the stage of Bikush. Okay, let's continue now from where we were up to. Tanya. So we just saw the Olam Hafach. Again, a lot more on that, but now we continue. Tanya. Amar Leinu Biyochanan Ben Zakkai, L'Talmidav. Amar Leinu Zakkai said to his Talmidim, Banai, my children. Right? Talmidim are children. But the formulation of Talmidim in the Torah is Vishinatun Levanecha. That's how it's formulated in the Torah. What is the pshat? Ma'usha amar akasuv. What does the pasuk mean in Mishlei? Staka tzromim goy. Staka will uplift a nation. The chesed lu'umim chatas. And the chesed of nations will be for a sin. So we will have a number, five or six interpretations of what is this pasuk referring to. So Nener Blazer, Rabbi Eliezer v'yama. Rabbi Eliezer gives the first answer. Staka tzromim goy elu Yisrael. That's referring to Bnei Yisrael. What does that mean? Called staka v'chesed she'umos ovdei kachavim osim chetu lahen. Any chesed or staka that they do will be considered a chet. Why? She'enem osim elo lehiskadobo. Because they only do it to make themselves great. They do it to get the credit. Lehiskadobo. Kamosha Ne'emar, as the pasuk says in Ezra, D lehavon mahakravin. We had this pasuk earlier in Bava Basra already. D lehavon mahakravin yichochin la'akashmaya. They bring presents to the God in heaven. Umitzalayin l'chayamalka uvenoi, and they pray mitzalayin l'chayamalka uvenoi. So they and uvenoi, right, to the children, meaning they're doing it to get the credit. So therefore, that's why it reflects negatively on them, and it's considered a chatas. Ask the Gemara, it's a chatas. Uta avid hachi lav stucha gemurahi. Isn't it stucha gemurah? Somebody gets stucha for the wrong reasons. That's a chait. Okay, maybe it's at the highest level of Torah lishma, avodah lishma, but isn't it fine? Vatanya, didn't we learn in the Braisa? Ha'omer sela zelet stucha, b'shvil sheyichye b'ni, u'b'shvil sheeskel ha'alom habab. Somebody gives stucha on a condition, right? In order that my son lives, in order that I get olam haba, hareiz et tzadik gamur. You're a tzadik gamur if you do it with the wrong intention. So what is that? How do you darshan the pasuk that the chesed and the stucka of le'umim will be for chatas? Answers the Gemara, lo kasha, kan be Yisrael, kan be Ovid Kochavim. No, it depends on a Jew or one of the umos ha'olam. What's the difference? When Yisrael gives stucka, says Rashi, kan be Yisrael, kan be Ovid Kochavim, Yisrael daitam l'shamayim bein yichye bein lo yichye. Eino maharher achar midas hadin. A Jew, even if a Jew says it for the wrong reasons, but ultimately deep down he wants to give it. He wants to get a period, like the Rambam and Hilchos Gerushin, right? Deep down everybody wants to do the right thing. And therefore he could say something on the outside, but even if that thing does not come true, it still would be what the Jew wants to do. Aval akum eino nosin ela amanas kein, v'im lav mischaret. But an akum wants to give it purely for the reason. And if the reason doesn't come true, he's mischaret. And he feels bad that he did it. And therefore, only a Jew would be a tzadik gamur in this case, and not one of the umos ha'olam. The Tosfos in Pesachim, this Gemara also comes up in Pesachim, the Chesma Beis, Tosfos there says, one second, it says if you're zokha l'chayalam haba, right, if you're a tzadik gamur, if you say all these tzvaim. What about the Mishnah in Perkei Avos? The Mishnah Birkei Avos, the first parak, al tiyu avadim hamisham shenes harav al menas l'kaba pras, and not shalom menas l'kaba pras, right? So what it says, you're not supposed to do it for reward. So what do you mean you're a tzadik gamur if you do it for the reward? By the way, the Mefarshim point out, it's not al menas shalom l'kaba pras. Most girsos have shalom al menas l'kaba pras. Amanash lo l'kaba pras means we're not going to get the reward. No. We've got to get the reward. We just shouldn't do it for that reason. Shalom al menas l'kaba pras. And that's what drove, right, the Talmidim to misunderstand the Rebbe, misunderstand the Tikkun Sosho, because they understood it as Amanash Shalola Kabba Pras. There is no pras. There is no scar. But really, it's Shalol Amanash Kabba Pras, not for that intention. So says Tosfos there. Chesem Bemezim Sachem. How can we say this is Sada Gamur if you do it for the wrong reasons? So then it's a problem. It's a problem. Answers the Tosfos similar to what our Gemara says, "Hainu b'kia gamna." When do you say it's a problem and you have to do it? Shalom anas l'kala pras. B'sheim lo tavo lo osa hatova shu metzape toe umischaret alat staka sha'asa. If you feel bad about what you did, if it didn't occur, so then we say that's a problem of amanas l'kala pras. Avo misha eino toe umischaret harizas hadagamur v'chein masha b'reish rosh hashana perek baba basra perek aleph. Right, like our Gemara seems to say, that's the chilek between Yehudi and Umos HaOlam, because as long as he's not mischarit afterwards, it is still okay. The Mefarshim in Pirkei Avos, I'll read it to you from Rav Avadya Sefer on Afetz Avos. He points out that there are many Gemaras where we see Tanaim, really more Amoraim, that want to do something in order to get the schar. A lot of Gemaras. He says, Brachas Chafches, Reb Zera, Kishahaya Chalash Bikir Sasso, when Reb Zera used to get tired at night and he was exhausted, what did he do? Haya Holech V'yoshi of the Ad Beis HaMedrash, or Rasen Bartofi, he used to go sit by the door of the Beis HaMedrash, Amar and he said, Kishayu Ovrim V'shavim Chachme Beis HaMedrash, E'emud Lefrehem V'akabel Schar. So he's going, he can't, he's too tired to learn, so he'll go there so he can stand up and get Schar. Or, you know, other Gemaras, the word Sota, right? At the end of the first parak, what does the Moshe Rabbeinu say? Moshe Rabbeinu says, why does he want to go into Eretz Yisrael? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Klomata Bavakish Elolito Schar Ma'ala Ani Alecha Kilu Asisem. Again, Schar involved. Many Gemaras, right? So what does it mean that you shouldn't do something Shalom Manas L'Kabal Pras? Many Gemaras seem to say that they do it for Schar. Rabbi Chanina Rabbi Yonasan, also Mesechta Avodah Zarah. Right, they were walking on the way. There were two roads in front of them. One of them had a door to the Beis Avodah Zarah. One of them had a door to the Beis HaZonos. Which street should they go down? So one said to the friend, maybe we should go down to the door that goes to the Beis HaZonos, past the Beis HaZonos, so we could be Kovish or Yetzer and get Schar for it. So again, What are all these Gemaras? A Rav Avadia, in one fell swoop, quotes many Achronim who say, what's the answer? It depends if it's a mitzvah you have to do or not. If it's a mitzvah you have to do, then you got to do it because Hashem told you to do it. That's the rule. If it's above and beyond, if it's a voluntary mitzvah, if it's a mitzvah for shus, that's the situation. So then you could do it on Manas L'Kabbal Pras. Because you don't have to do the mitzvah in the first place. So you want to make a deal, I'm going to go above and beyond, so then you could do it. Right? Af al pisha osa mitzvah chiyuvis kesidra surach la'asosa shabal Manas L'Kabbal Pras avel mupat mimena u'machay v'daz v'la'asos a mitzvah mutter. Right? That's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. They don't have to go down either road. They can just stay home. And yet they're going to go down Manas L'Kabbal Pras. Moshe Rabbeinu had no chiyuv to go there to Israel. Had no chiyuv. Right, he wished he could, but he had no chiyuv. Reb Zeira had no chiyuv to go to the base manager and stand up for the Talmidei Chachamim. In all these cases, it was above and beyond. He even quotes the pshat of a pasuk in Rus that the Gra explains how Rus also didn't have to, one of the pesukim Yishalim Maskurtech. Why? Because she didn't have to convert. There's no chiyuv to convert. All these cases are examples of Dvarim Shel Rishus, and that's why we can focus on the pras in that case. So I guess if a man shakes a lulav, he's got to do it l'shem shemayim because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. And if a woman shakes a lulav, then she can make any deal she wants in her mind with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Manas L'Kabbal Pras. Depends on the, unless you say that it is inherently a mitzvah chiyuvis, but l'chara not. L'chara, that's a mitzvah reshus for her. Because you don't go by the cheftza of the mitzvah. You go by that she is not mechuyavis. Stuka's
a little different though, right?
What?
Stuka,
well, she has a chiyuv of stuka. Well, maybe above and beyond. Once you get past the minimum, what's the chiyuv? Right, so you can test HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chanuni no bazos. Right, you can test it based on the pasuk in, I think, in Malachi. But, so Saka might be different. Right, Saka might be different, might be the only... I think the Sefer Mitzvah discussed that on the Isra of Lo Sanasu. Lo Sanasu, Hashem Elokeich, I'm going to say, except by Tzedakah. That's the only one. Okay, weiter. So, that's the first shot of the Gemara. Of the pasuk in Mishlei that stuck to him, Goy is referring to a Jew, Chesed Lubim Chatas, referring to the Umos Olam. That was Rabbi Eliezer. Last skinny line. Nen Rabbi Yeshua of Yomar. Stuck at Romim Goy, Eli Yisrael Tachzibu Mikamcha, Yisrael Goyachan Ba'aretz. V'chesed Lu'umim Chatas, called Stuck of a Chesed, Shubos Ovdik Al-Chadim Osim, Chetulahen, but a little different than before. Shein Osin Ela Kedei, Shetimashech Malchusan. They give it because they want to keep their Malchus going. They know if they give some stuff that people will like them, they want to keep this government. So again, not for the best reasons. Shneamar lahein malka malchi yishpar alayich, it'll be good for you. V'chatoich b'tztaka parok, and the sins, your sins with tztaka, you can redeem. Right? This was the pasuk quoted before when Daniel gave advice to Nebuchadnezzar about how to be mamshech his malchus. V'aviyaseich b'meichan anyin, and your sins, if you show chain to the aniyim, will disappear. Hein tevi achal l'shal v'seich, and this will be give a length to your days. V'chul. Third, nana Rabbi Gamliel v'yamar, staka t'romim goy elu Yisrael, d'chsivu mikam k'o Yisrael v'chul. V'chesed l'umim chataz, kol tzaka v'chesed sh'akam osin, chetu lahen, why? She'in osin ela l'his yaher bo. They do it only to raise themselves up, because they feel good, and they're bali gaiva. Ah, look how much I have money I could give. The kolam is yahir, no fall will gehenim. Anybody raises themselves up, ends up falling. Shenemar, zed yahir, late shemo, oseb evras zadon. Right, yahir is a lashon of raising oneself up, and they will fall into evras zadon, bein evra el gehenim, shenemar, yom evra bayom hayom hahu. As we mentioned many times, the Rambam in the Hilchas Deos notes that regarding every midah, one has to be b'shvil hazav, be in the middle path, and if you're going on one side, you try to go to the other side to get yourself back in the middle, except the two midos. Two midos are, you have to go to the extreme, no matter what, you don't stay in the middle. And that it has ka'as and gaiva. Ka'as and gaiva. That's here, here's gaiva is one of them, those two, they go together, because we only get angry when we put ourselves in the middle of our existence. It was something, I'm angry at something, right? If I'm not in the middle, and I'm not a Balkaiva, then that would lead me not to have kas. Amar Rebbe Gamliel, Viter, Adain Anud Srichin Lamodai, Rebbe Eliezer Hamodai. We still need another pshat. Omer, Tztaka, Tromim Goy, Eli Yisrael, Dukhsev, Bikam, Chesuol, Goyachar, Barz. V'chesed, Lu'umim, Chatas, Kol Tztaka, V'chesed, Shah'akam, Osin, Chetu, Lahen, Wai, Shein, Osin, Ela, L'charef, Osanu, Ba. They only do it to make fun of us. Meaning, oh, look at the Jews. They can't take care of themselves. They can't take care of their own. We have to support them. Ha.
Shneamar vayavei vayas Hashem kasher diber ki chatasam Hashem v'lo shematem v'kolo v'hoya lachem adavar hazeh. That's the pshat of Rabbi Eliezer Amudoy. Then Rabbi Chunin ben Hakana, second to last one, Rabbi Chunin ben Hakana, they're all similar, they're just a little different reasons why it's a chatas for the Akum. Rabbi Chunin ben Hakana says, V'yomar, stakat romim goy v'chesed li Yisrael. So now the word chesed is put in the first half of the pasuk. Both stak and chesed refer to the first half, Yisrael. Ulo umim chatas. That's what it means. The chesed goes with even the first half of the pasuk. Amr lahen, Rabbi Yochanan Mazaka le Talmidav. When Rabbi Yochanan Mazaka hears his last one, he says, Nir and Divri, Rabbi Chunin ben Hakana, midivarai, umidivarechem. I like his pshat better than my pshat and your pshatim. Well, I lefishi, who knows, ain't stuck of a chesed li Yisrael. He gives both stuck and a chesed li Yisrael on the pasuk, ulaakam chatos. Right, that's why I like his pasuk. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. He said that the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that his pshat is better than his own pshat and everybody else's. Michal de Hunami Amar. So it's mashal that he said his own pshat. Mahi, what was his own pshat? The Tanya Amar lahen Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai keshem shehachatos mechaperes al Yisrael kach tzedaka mechaperes al umos haolam. Just like a carbon chatos is mechaper for the Jews, so too tzedaka, as we said earlier in the Masechta, is mechaper for the umos haolam, for all the things that they have done. That brings kapara to the Mosa Olam. That was Rabbi Yochanan Mazakai's pshat, but he liked his Talmud's pshat the best. Period. Okay, now we continue. Ifra Hormiz Eimed Shvar Malka. Ifra Hormiz, the mother of Shvar Malka. What did she do? What did she do? A non-Jewish woman. Shadra Arba Mea Dinri Lakami Dribiyami. She had the present. She sent Staka to Dribiyami. 400 dinar. The lo kablenu. He didn't accept it. He didn't accept it. Why? We'll see. Shadrinu kamei de Rava v'kablinu. And then she said, okay, I'll send it to a different rabbi. She sent it to Rava, and he did accept it. Bishum shalom alchus. But he felt he has to. Shalom alchus. Right? He's not going to accept a present from the government. So he has to. So Shabbat Rabbi Yami Ikpid. Rabbi Yami heard about this. He was very upset. Rabbi Yami is the one that did not accept it. So Amar, so Ravami sends to Rava, lest lay, don't you hold of the concept based on the pasuk in Yeshayahu, Bivosh kitsira Tishavarna, when the harvest, this basically means the harvest of good deeds, the harvest of staka dries up, Tishavarna, then they will be broken. Noshimba os mi'iros osa, and even women can come and light up and put a fire to it. Meaning, it's just saying, like, they're very, they'll be very subject to the elements. They won't be strong, they'll be weak. If all their tztaka dries up, so you see tztaka is a good thing for them. So how can you accept it from the umos ha'olam, says Rabbi Yami? There's a din that you're not supposed to accept tztaka from them. Rava, mishim shalom malchus. And Rava says, what can I do? I'm doing it because of shalom malchus. Rabbi Yami, nami, mishim shalom malchus. Doesn't Rabbi Yami also hold to this concept? No. Diboyle lemithleginu la'aniye ovdi kachavim. If you take it from them, you could give it to their poor. You give it to their poor. Rama Nami Lady of the Kochavim Yavinu says the Gemara, you know what? Rava did give it to them. Rava did give it to the Aniye of the Kochavim. Rav Ami de Ikvid Hutulosimu Kame. Rav Ami didn't know about it. Rava didn't know exactly where it went. He didn't do the details on the story. He thought that Rava gave it and kept it for the Aniye Yisrael, but he didn't know that it went to the Aniye Akum. Rashi quotes on top, an important Rashi. Vahanach da Amram La'el, the middle of the top line, that which we learned earlier, four blot ago, that also was on Shabbos. The Shabbat Nami Ifriz Hermes L'mitzvah Rabbah, she sent money for a mitzvah Rabbah, I Mishum Shalom Malchus, Nami Kablinu, Bavo Efshal Elachakal Ani Odei Kachavim. Right over there, it was given out and kept given to Jewish poor. That's because it was specifically given for Jewish poor, and you can't steal the Gnevas Das. If they give it for a certain source, a certain recipient, then you're not allowed to fake them out. You're not allowed to lie to them. There's Gnevas Das that applies even to non-Jews. But money for the poor, there's no Gnevas Das there because they know that we give it to all poor. We give it to Jewish poor, we give it to non-Jewish poor. Right, like the Gemara says, Mishnah says in Gittin, we have to be Mepharnes even to non-Jewish poor, right, because of Darkei Shalom. So therefore, Rashi says we have to make sure we realize that Gnevas Das is usur even to Jew or non-Jew. And therefore, that's why earlier on the daf four blot ago, we had to the Amoraim had to give it to the Jewish poor. 2 points: one lamdas and one halacha lamaisa. There is a Rambam that all the Achronim try to figure out what the Rambam means. He seems to contradict himself one line to the next. Obviously, he doesn't.
But he seems to contradict himself one line to the next. If you look in Hilchos Malachim, in Perek Yud, where the Rambam talks about mitzvahs of a guy, mitzvahs of a ben Noach. So first the Rambam says the two mitzvahs that a non-Jew is not allowed to do. Right, he has seven mitzvahs that he has to do. Then there are two mitzvahs that he is, maybe a little more than seven, but really it's Shevet Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. But then there are two that he is not allowed to do, and that is Shabbos and Torah. Right, a goy she'asak b'Torah chayev misa. Lo yasok elo b'Shevet Mitzvah shalom bovad. V'chein goy she'shavas. Afilu b'yom yimos achol. If a goy keeps Shabbos, even if he keeps Shabbos on Tuesday, but he keeps it like Shabbos, keeps it like a Shabbos with an Isser Malacha, l'shem Shabbos, so then chayev misa. Beautiful Rambam. We don't leave the Umos HaOlam to make up their own religion. There are two religions in the world. There's the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach religion, and there's the 613 religion. That's it. So you can't do more. You can't make up your own religion somewhere in the middle. I'll have seven plus. No, you can't do that. Ela Oyeh Ger Tzedek V'Yikabel Kala Mitzvahs O'Yamud B'Toraso V'Lo Yosef V'Lo Yigara. That's the very important Rambam. Not for now. That's Yud Tes. And then in Yud Yud, the following mitzvah, Ben Noach sheratza lasos mitzvah mishar mitzvah satorah. Let's say a Ben Noach wants to do another mitzvah. Why not Torah and Shabbos? Let's say he wants to shake a lulav. Let's say a non-Jew wants to keep kosher. That's like losa says. But a non-Jew wants to do any mitzvah, he wants to hear shofar. Kedei lekabel schar, ein monin oso lasos osa kilchasa. You don't stop him. You don't stop him. V'imhevi ola megablin emenu. Even karbanos, karbanola. We accept the karbanola for them. The Radvaz here notes maybe mitzvahs that require kedusha and tahara. We won't let them. We shouldn't let them do. Like what requires kedusha and tahara? Tefillin, sefer Torah, u'mezuzah. Right, stam. Right, and items that have to do with the ksav of Torah. That's the Radvaz. The Radvaz's suggestion, ani chochech lahachmir, shelo yanichu osam la'asosan. Maybe we shouldn't let them do those. Tefillin, mezuzah, and sefer Torah. Even though, you know, a lot of times mezuzah is one of those that, you know, shmira, I'll take shmira. They would want to do it. But that's what the Radvaz adds in. But now the Rambam continues, important for us, notan staka, mikablin heimenu. If they give staka, you accept it. Ve'yireli, right, meaning, this does not have a source. Whenever the Rambam says ve'yireli means, I'm saying this based on my own svara, Shenosnin osa laniyah Yisrael. If you take my stock from the Jew, the non-Jew, give it to laniyah Yisrael. Howil v'hu nizon mi Yisrael u'mitzvah aleihem lahach yoso. Then the very next line, aval hagoy shenosan stocka mekablin mimenu v'nosnin osa laniyah goyim. How do you read the Rambam? The Rambam for the middle first line says you take stock from them and give it to laniyah Yisrael, and then the next line says you give it to laniyah goyim. What's he talking about? So all the Achronim try to figure out what's the Rambam talking about. So the Radvaz here, there, on that Rambam says, maybe the difference is between non-Jews that accepted the Sheva Mitzvahs and non-Jews that did not accept the Sheva Mitzvahs. Aval shar goyim shlo kiblu mitzvahs b'nei noach, afal pishe mefarnesin osan b'chal aniyah Yisrael b'bnei darki shalom, aval ein onu mitzuvin lahachyosam. We're mitzuvin lahachyos aniyah akum that keep Sheva Mitzvahs. Hilkach. Sorry?
Where they said specifically
to
give
the Jews. Oh, okay. Maybe that's another chilek. Where they said specifically to give it. They said specifically to give it to Aniye Akum, then you have to. That's okay. That's another chilek. But here's another one that depends if you shevet mitzvah. Hilka, makala, ayim, stag, abriya, shalom. Verosas, al, aniyim, shalom.
Jewish,
aniyim.
Yeah. When he specifies for Aniye Yisrael, that you give it to Aniye Yisrael. Right. The Radvaz has a chilek between it depends goyim shlo kiblu sheva mitzvahs or lo kiblu sheva mitzvahs. That is the Radvaz's chilek. If you look at the Tzitz Eliezer has a different chilek. He thinks the chilek is where is his chilek? Whether it was they're over the Avodah Zarah or not. Whether they're Ovdei Avodah Zarah or not. Like the Meiri says it many times. If they're Ovdei Avodah Zarah, that has a different status than just regular non-Jews. So maybe that's a chilek for the Rambam. But there is a big discussion in all the poskim, I'll just mention two, and then we'll move on, about this halacha, about not accepting staka from Umos HaOlam, right? They all quote this pasuk. We think we just did it a little agarata, but they all quote the halacha, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, but not accepting staka from non-Jews. Why? Because of this pasuk on the bottom. Bivosh kitzira tishavarna, nashim boz mi'iros hasa. That's the din. Right, so the Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva in Chelek Tezvav Simin Lamin Gimel. There was a story that a big donation was sent to Shari Tzedek Hospital. a big donation. And the question was, but from a non-Jewish source in, where was this? I forgot where this was, in some place out there. B'tur Technai Rashi, I'm sorry, Machon Leb, Beis HaKnesset Shari Tzedek, Beis HaKholam Shari Tzedek, Hevio Lufanai Kvod Nidvas Michutz Laretz, Sheno De Lo Shehi Lo Yehudiya, B'nit Ora Al Kain, Etzlo HaSheila, Imutu L'Kabla, Ki Asu L'Kabla Nidvas Akum, Baba Vastra Davyud, Umitam, B'Yavosh Kitzir Tishavarna, Kvosh Vazak Arambam, etc. So can you accept it? That was the Shaila that the Tzitz Eliezer got. So it says the Tzitz Eliezer, even with all the questions, you didn't tell me all the information. Right, what does? Because I hold of the chilik in the Rambam of Ovdei Chachamim versus not. And we know that different Umos Olam have the status of the Chachamim and certain don't. But the Rambam discusses the difference between. Yeah?
I don't understand the question. Shari Tzedek.
Yeah.
Hospital?
Yeah.
So what? I mean, that's not giving it to Rav Ami or.
Okay, we'll get to that. Maybe you're saying organizational level versus private person level. Yeah, that's your chilek, you're asking.
Well, more than that, they treat
going. Oh, so it could be going to non-Jews. Okay. Okay, so that's what he's going to have many, many reasons laheter here. Lamaisa, he says, you don't even have to know whether they're over the old kochavim or not. Even if not, there are many reasons to be matir. First of all, he says it could be anulamedim mishteya sugyas elu babasar v'sanhedrin, that the reason, part of the reason, or maybe the iser is limited, at least according to some shittos, to governmental gifts. Right, who gave this gift here? Right, the mother of Shvur Malka. A governmental gift might be more serious because they want to get good in with the people. So maybe that's worse. The Kabbalah meharishus hashiltonis ika iser ubekabbalah meyachid haiser rak mishum chil Hashem. If there's no chil Hashem, then there is no problem. Ubinidoneinu hari borah hadaver shetzuras kabbalas hasnadvas laazor lacholim baofan fizi begufam in bekonda klal mishum bevazi navshei. There's no chil Hashem. The dafa giving it to help out all patients. Right, the goyim will say, ah, the Jews can't support themselves. That's why they're giving this? No. They know there's plenty of money in the hospital, but they want to give more money. They have hakar satov for whatever the reason. They don't support their own. Every dime counts for the hospital. So
the whole argument that it comes from the government, you say, well, have
right.
Implying that if it wasn't Shalom Malchus,
right, just the maybe you could say Shalom Malchus is worse, but on the in the public eye, he assumes that Shalom Malchus is worse to take it from the government. And then at the end, he says, your point, ubizmanenu ubiyameinu kan baratzenu akadosha nosim lahem pi eser v'ulai pi mea v'yoser siyuas su'udos v'refuas bisnadvus v'mashakori shenosim himlanu v'hu minafursamo shenzorch l'rayim v'mkein ein kalmakam afilu midas chasidus. Not a problem. That's the Tzitz Eliezer in Tezvav Lamed Gimel. One other tshuva, and then we got to move, and that is the Rav Avadia. The Rabbi Omer. Rav Avadia says, has a fascinating tshuva written to Rabbi Kuperman, the Rosh Mechala. I don't know exactly what shul he was talking about, but they received donations for a shul that they were building, both from non-Jews and from Kihilos Reformiim Vartzot Habrit, from the Reform. They got money. So what do you do here? So Rav Avadia has a long tshuva going through our whole sugya. He quotes the Me'iri on our sugya, which has important lines about this. And then he goes to the chilek. Is there any chilek between money and a specific item that was given? They give a specific item. And then at the end, just one ha'ara that we didn't know to yet, he says, but at the end you wrote a ha'ara that makes all the difference in the world. You wrote that part of the deal was that they want their name written on the building. They want their name written on the building. So he says, chas v'shalom. Nira lishu chamer v'yoser, ki yadua ma shagoni olam b'doras ha'godman yatsu b'isr chamur neged ha'reformim, v'neged bati k'nesi yosholahem, asher nivnu b'chik k'nesi yosholanotzrim, built like churches, v'dimu osama ga'onim l'bati ha'bodezara, sh'asul ikanis l'socham, imkeni chiyal al-adas l'hatir l'charos shemos bati ha'knesi yosholahem, be'eit barzel v'oferes, to write it with permanence. Ulahashir laham shem olam shelo yikareis v'lachlok lam kavod b'shari makam mikdash ma'at shelanu v'har yadua sheparnaseim v'rabaneim ishchisu esivul ein keitz v'chiluk al kodesh v'itu arayis b'farhesia b'takasei nisui taroves, right, intermarriages imhofat akomrim notrim. He says, terrible. And therefore, Itzasine Amunah, he says, if they're omid on their drisha to have their name written somewhere, he says, you can't accept it. Yimana atzmo milakabot shumoseyem, umimachom acher yishalech, shlomav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure you get it from somewhere else. Kilo aman li Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure you get it from somewhere else. That's his tshuva about, that's in Chelek Zayin Simin Chav Beis. Better look it up. Okay, weiter. Here we go. Wasn't right. It wasn't was a reform. Okay, I guess we did three words today. Wonderful. Tanya, let's go. Amr olav abinyamin atzadik shayim amuna al kubushal saka. The story of abinyamin atzadik, he was amuna. Pa machas basa isha lofana b'shtei batzoros. One time, a woman came to him in front of a famine, in a famine year. Amr lo, Rebbe, parnaseini. Rebbe, please give me parnasa. Amr lo, avoda, I swear. Shein b'kubushal saka klum. There's nothing in the saka box. I'm sorry. Amr lo, Rebbe, im einat ha-mefarneseini, hari isha v'sheva baneha mesim. Rebbe, I have nothing. My whole family's going to die. Amr to parnasa mishalot. Says, really? So he took out from his own wallet and gave. The Maharsha says he didn't realize how serious of a situation it was. Liyamim chalav nata lamos. A couple days later, this binyamin at tzaddik, one of the four people who never sinned, right, was Yishai and Kilav and Amram and Binyamin. Binyamin HaTzadik, not this one, but Binyamin, right? He was on his deathbed. So Amr Malachai Shares Levanei Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Malachim said in front of Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Hashem, Ata Amarta Kol Makayim Nefesh Achaz Biyisrael Kilu Kiyam Olam Malei, didn't we say, Masechta Sanhedrin, that anybody who saves one life, is as if they saved the whole life. Or Binyamin HaTzadik, Shechet Yishu V'Shiva Baneha, Yomus B'Shanim Muatas Halalu, right, Binyamin, he saved the whole family. So Miyad Karlo Gzardino, Hashem ripped up the Gzardin. Meaning, Staka Tatzel Mimavis. You got an extra 22 years. All the Mefarshim trying to figure out what's the symbolism of 22. Ben Yoyada discusses it, the Marsha discusses it. Feel free to look. Tana Rabbanan, last story. Maisa b'munbaz ha-melech, she-bizbez otzrosav, v'otzros avosav b'shnei batzores. Munbaz, the king, gave out all of his treasury, and the treasury that his forefathers had collected in a famine year. He gave tons and tons of stock. Everybody was starving, so he gave out tons of stock. Who was Munbaz? There's machlokas in the Mefarshim here, but Rashi holds that Munbab was one of the children b'noshel Hilni Amalka. Right? He was one of the Hashmonam kings. We learned at the beginning of the Masechta that all the Hashmonam were killed out. Right? Herod took care of him until that last girl jumped off the roof. Right? So Munbaz HaMelech, he gave all of his stock up. The Chibru Alav, Chabru Alav, Achibu Beis Aviv. His whole family got upset at him. V'yamru lo, they said, Avosecha, Gonzu, Vosif, Avosam, all your fathers and forefathers, they built up such a great treasury. V'yatam avazbezam, and you are just mavazbez, you throw it out, you scatter it. Amar lahem, he answers them, five things. Avosai, Gonzu, Lamata, V'aniganasi, Lamala, my forefathers gathered down here, but I gathered upstairs. Shenemar, Emes me'eretz tetzmach v'tzedek mishamayim nishkaf. Right, tzedek is from Shemayim. Avos aigonzu b'makam shayat sholedespo. My forefathers gathered to a place that's not so safe. A place where people could plunder the treasury. V'aniga nas b'makam she'inayat sholedespo. Shenemar tzedek mishma mechon kisecha. Avos aigonzu davar she'ino zeperus. My forefathers did something that only you have the principle. That's it. V'aniga nas davar she'o zeperus. Right, what do we say in Elu Dvarim? Right, this is Karen Kayemis Dalam Abba. Shenemar, Im Latadik Titov, Ki Prima Lalem Yochel, Lalit, the fruit of their actions. Avosai Gonzu Otsuas Mamon, Vani Gonasti Otsuas Nefashos. I say people. Shenemar, Pri Tzadik Eitzchayim, Belokech Nefashos Chacham, he takes the Nefashos. Avosai Gonzu Laacherim, Vani Gonasti Laatzmi. They for others, they gather money, but they don't take it to the grave, right? Ki Lobam Oso Yikachakol. But here, this is for me. Shenemar, Ulachati Etzdaka. Avosai Gonzu Lolam Azeh, Vani Ganasti Lolam Abba. Shenemar, Vahalach Lefanecha Tzidkecha, Kavod Hashem Yasvecha. It goes with you. Good. Adkan Divrei Gemara Altsdaka. Next Aliyah. V'yimkana Abba Beis Dira Hariyukanshi Ha'ir. What did the Mishnah say at the end, before this whole Gemara? That was, if somebody buys a house, then he is like the people of the city, and therefore he has to pay taxes and And if he buys a house, is right immediately he's like people in the city. Ma'aseh lo k'rav Shmuel Gamliel. Tanya Rav Shmuel Gamliel Omer im kana b'karka kol shehu harihu k'anshei ha'ir. Shmuel Gamliel says even if you buy a little piece of land, you don't have to buy a house. Even if you just buy a little piece of land, so the Mishnah is against that. I v'atayin Shmuel Gamliel Omer im kana shem karka haru'uya l'bayis dira harihu k'anshei ha'ir. Doesn't another brisa say that if you buy a piece of land big enough to build a house on, not a little bit, to build a house on, then you're like the people in the city. So Treitan, I leave the Rav Shmuel Gamliel. So it's a machlokas tanaim within Rav Shmuel Gamliel. Tosas points out that even though in other contexts, even a drop of land is enough to be called lands, and for prusbo and for tanaim in marriage, other ones or other mekachamemkar, but for this halacha, for you to be considered part of the city, maybe it has to be more. Correct. Either version conflicts with our Mishnah. So if you remember, the Mishnah though spoke about Yud Beis Chodesh. If you don't buy a house, you need Yud Beis Chodesh. The Ramah writes in Choshen Mishpat, we're not time to look at it now, in Kuf Samach Gimel, that if somebody was not planning to be in the city for 12 months, but then he ended up being in there 12 months because of an ones, then he does not automatically have the 12 months law because he wasn't planning to be there. Based on this, Rav Moshe was asked a question about the fascinating tshuva. We can't talk about it now. Maybe tomorrow we'll start. Start with it. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about the city of Muncie. The city of Muncie, that's the name of the tshuva. Bim yesh lo Muncie din ir miyuchad. I guess 1959, so Muncie looked a little different then. But he talks about whether Muncie, I guess it was just starting then, is considered a separate city in terms of they wanted to build a mikvah, they wanted to build shul, they wanted to build different things there. Does everybody have to contribute? Or could they say, no, I'm part of this city, I'm part of that city. It's not like one conglomerate yet. So that's where Moshe has a tshuva about that. And he relates to this Gemara about being there for 12 months. And what if people didn't expect to be there for 12 months? So maybe we'll start with that tomorrow. We'll see. Says the Mishnah. Back to Chalukah. Remember, what's the first parak of Basra? Or the first part of Basra about? About partnerships and neighbors. Remember the Rambam. We mentioned Pirush Mishnayos. Why is Baba Basra after Baba Kama and Baba Metzia? Because Baba Kama and Metzia are all based on Psukim in Mishpatim. Baba Basra is based on Svara. There's no Psukim, Baba Basra, not really Psukim, but this is Yeshivat Tov. But that's about it. That's why he's third. So says the Mishnah. We don't split up a chatzer unless there's enough. If it's a tiny chatzer, we only split it up if it's four amos for each party. Right? Because that's the minimum amount that's called a chatzer. But lo asa sadeh, ashi batisha kav and lazeh, batisha kav and lazeh. And a sadeh, you only split it up if it is nine kav for each. Rabbi Huda Omer, ashi batisha chatzoi kav and lazeh, batisha chatzoi kav and lazeh. Only if there's half kavin for each, right? A smaller amount because you want to be able to plant something. Right, different amounts. Period. Morin. You don't split up palaces and halls. Vloas a shovach or bird coops. Vloas a talis, a beged. Vloas a merchas. Vloas beis abad, a place where you press olives or wine. Vloas beis a shlachin or a irrigation field. All of these are not based on a specific measurement, but usability. If after you split it up, it's still usable, so then you can split it up. Zeh haklal, kol sheyechalek ushmo alav, cholken. If after you split it up, it's still called the item, and it's usable, so cholken, v'im lavin cholken. But if not, you don't split it. Emasai, bizman she'en shneihem rotzim. When does this apply? Only, all these rules apply if they both don't agree to split it up. Avo bizman she'en rotzim, if they both want to split it up, afilu pachas b'kan yechloko, then they can do whatever they want. They split up whatever they want. The Kisvi HaKodesh. But if somebody has Kisvi HaKodesh, which we'll get into in depth, but Kisvi HaKodesh, let's say we have a Tanakh that is written as a scroll and all the Svarim are written together, and you want to split up the Tanakh, you want to cut each Sefer separately, Rotsim Lo Yachloki. You know, once it's written like that, you can't split it up. Why not? Rashi says, Genai HaDobr L'chatchan. It's a Genai to cut one of the Kisvi HaKodesh. Why is it such a Gnai? Rashi seems to say, it's a Gnai. The Nebuchadnezzar Yosef here says, because you probably cannot cut it exactly evenly. So you probably cut a little more towards one side. So then it's not fair that one of the Svarim is losing some cloth to the other one. That's why it's a Gnai. Because who could be so perfect that you could cut it right in the middle? That's the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef's lush. Period. Amar Rav Asi, I forgot to mention on the previous Gemara, right before the Mishnah, the Tosefta, that we don't have it. We don't have this Tosefta. Our Tosefta on Baba Basra starts with the second parak of Baba Basra. But then Muki Yosef here quotes the Tosefta. What if somebody buys a house but doesn't live there. Buys it as an investment. Does he have the rules of somebody who's there? So he's bechali between items that have to do with the house and items that have to do with the inhabitants, right? Which makes sense in terms of an investment. Okay, Gemara. Amar Bazi Amar Biyochanan. Arba Amos Amru Chutz Bishal Pischayim. When we say the field has to be four Amos for each, that's excluding the amount right in front of the doorways that they need to load and unload their animals, right? To bring in the bundles after shopping. That area right in front of the house doesn't count for their four Amos. You need four Amos besides that. Tanya Nami Hachi, also, in Chokar, it's a Chatzar, Sheba, Shmona Amos Lozeh, Shmona Amos Lozeh. You need eight. V'anatran, Arba Amos Lozeh, V'arba Amos Lozeh. Doesn't it say four? El Shmamina, Kidra Basi Shmamina. They each need four Amos in front of their own doorways to unload and load. And besides that, they need four Amos. V'ikad Rami Lumir, but some formulated as a question. Tznan, our Mishnah says, in Chokar, it's a Chatzar, Ashiba, Amos Lozeh, V'arba Amos Lozeh. V'yotanya, Shmona Amos Lozeh, Shmona Amos Lozeh. Amar Vazi, Amar Biyochanan, Arba Amos, Shamru, Chutz Mishal Psachim. It's excluding the doorways. Good. Big shaila in the Rishonim, just to mention it in 15 seconds. Machlokas Ramban and the Rashba. What type of rights does each party have on those four amos in front of a doorway? Is that like a real kinyan? Could they build a wall around those four amos if they wanted to? Or is it just a kinyan le'inyan tashmishin? It's a major machlokas. The Ramban says it's just a kinyan le'inyan tashmishin. The Rashba quotes his Rebbe and says, no way. There are rayas that we'll see in a minute. There are rayas that say it's a real Kenyan gomor. When you have a house, the four amos in front of the house are also yours. That's a machlokas. So vayta amar afuna chatzar miskalekas l'flip sacheha. The chatzar is split up based on the doorways. If you have two houses that go into a chatzar, but one has two doorways in and one has one doorway in, then the one who has two doorways in gets more percentage-wise. Because we assume that when they got the chatzar from whoever they got it from, the person who gave them the chatzar had in mind to give the person with two doorways in ratio more. Rav Chisda Amar, no. No, son, arba amos l'chol pesach l'chol pesach mashach l'chol mashaveh. Rav Chisda says, fine, each doorway gets its four amos, but the rest of the chatzar is split evenly, right? The doorways don't affect the rest of the chaser. Tani kavasi Rav Chisda, psachim sheba chaser, right Rav Chisda who says you split the rest evenly. Psachim sheba chaser, doorways in the chaser, yesh lahen arba amos, they each have four amos. Hayla ze pesach echad ul ze shnei psachim, ze sheyesh lo pesach echad notel arba amos, ze sheyesh lo shnei psachim notel shmona amos. They take eight, four for each, v'ashach l'cha b'shava. So you see it's like Rav Chisda. Vayter in the Brisa, hayla ze pesach rachav shmona amos, if somebody has a eight ama wide doorway, notel shmona amos connected to Pesach. So you take the eight amos, you take in front of the Pesach, eight length, v'arba amos v'chatzer, and then four in the chatzer. What does that mean? Arba amos v'chatzer, ma'ev v'tayah. What do you mean four amos in the chatzer? Amar abaya hachi kamer. No, this is what it means. It means just saying the length of the width. Notel shmona amos v'orech v'chatzer, v'arba amos v'rochav v'chatzer. It means the eight amos in front of the doorway, because that's how wide the doorway is, and four deep into the chatzer, because that's the four amos that you need for loading and unloading. Period. Amra Meimar, Hypira the Sufli, if there is a pit. Yeah.
Why do you get eight amos just because the door is eight amos?
Because it depends, I think.
For unloading and loading your animals.
Right, because I guess it depends
you
where.
100 amos, you get 100.
Right, it seems like you go by the length of the doorway because it depends where you're going to go in to your house. If you're going to go into your house on the left side, you have the right to load and unload right in front of that area. That's what it seems like. Amra Meimar, Hypira the Sufli, if somebody has a large pit in their field that they use for to put the pits of dates for animal food. So they have this. So there's an understanding that four amos around the pit are needed to take stuff into the pit and out of the pit, so that whoever owns the piri de sufli, the pit, has four amos around. This is only if the person who gave them this house and chaser didn't leave a specific doorway and road, basically, going from one of the houses towards the pit. So you don't know which way to go from, so therefore you get all sides. But if there's a specific doorway that you know goes from the house to the pit, then you only get it on that side. You only get it on that side because that's known, that's how you go to the pit. If somebody has an achsadra, Rashi holds, is, right, does not have walls. It's like a porch. Like a porch, you have pillars that hold up the roof, and it doesn't have walls, so you don't get dalat amos in front of the achsadra. Why? Time am I? What's the whole reason that you get dalat amos? We should pirik maso because you want to leave room in front to unload your bundle. Hacha after the aisle of the legavoyu mafareg. But if the achsadra doesn't have walls, you can just bring it in, bring the donkey inside. It doesn't have walls, so therefore you can just unload inside. Therefore, you don't get an extra dalat amos in front. Masa Rav Sheshes, 1 minute Rav Sheshes says, Echachari batam echachari achazadra osi yeshlan dal amos. Rav Sheshes quotes a brisa that an achazadra does get 4 amos. So kitanya, he have achazadra debay rav. No, that's only talking about achazadra debay rav, which has walls, but it just has a lot of windows in it. But it has walls, and that's why you get the dal amos in front. Achazadra debay rav pshita. So that's pashit. You get the dal amos. It's like a house. No, idrunya ma'al yehi. Isn't it a room? We had the word idrunya before. Right on Dav Zion, when we spoke about the palace and he built the wall, and he says, I bought a palace and now I have a dark room. Right? It's in Drunya. Right? So he says, what do you mean? So that's obvious. Ela b'achsadra d'rumaisa. You're right. The Chiddush is a Roman achsadra, which has very short walls. So there, you might have thought that you should not get Dalet Amos because just take the donkey over the walls. That's the Chiddush of the Braisa. So no, if it has walls, you could have the loading and unloading outside. Tanu Rabbanon, Beishar Achsadra, Umer Pesach, Yishlam Dalet Amos. The Braisa says, a booth in the front of the city, a Beishar, Achsadra, or Umer Pesach, a porch, they have Dalet Amos. Hayu Chamisha Batim Suchan Lemer Pesach, Elim Ela Dalet Amos Bovad. If you have four houses open to a Mer Pesach, but they only have Dalet Amos. You don't say that because there are four people that use this porch, so they get four times that in the Pesach into the Chatzar. No, they all have to take turns. You'll have to take turns if there's only one doorway into the chutzner. By my name, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yannai, Loshal Tarna Golem, Yishal Dalet Amos, or Ein Dalet Amos. Does a chicken coop have 4 amos in front to give the guy place to get his chickens in? Amar Lake, Taima, Maim Shum Pirik Maso. No. What's the reason that you have 4 amos to unloading and unloading? Hacha Metabis Fol, Metabis Viori. Here, I'll put the chicken next to the wall. The chicken will climb up and climb down. So you don't have to give him any extra space. Dalet Amos. By my name, Rav Amir Nachman. Bayis chetzi makura v'chetzis ena makura. If you have a house that's half roofed and half unroofed, so yesh lo dalet amos, o ein lo dalet amos. So what do you say? Because the unroofed part is all open, so maybe you could bring your bundles in there. But the roof part is like a house. So amar la ein lo dalet amos. No, he doesn't have dalet amos in front. Why? He's got to do it inside. Lo mi boy, and not only kivu yamid lagav, and not only if the roof part is all the way in. And the unroofed part is outside next to the chutzner to efshet to ayel gavayim afarik that you can bring your donkey in and unload. Ela afilu kiruyo klape chutz. Even if the roof part is outside next to the chutzner, efshet to ayel gavayim afarik, bring the donkey into the part that's not roofed and unload there. Period. So these are just all different permutations of 4 amos and not 4 amos. Boy, minei Rav Huna mir biyami. As we know, in the times of the Mishnah and the Gemara, houses went into yards, yards went into alleyways, a mavui, and alleyways went into the street. Right. So what happens if somebody has a house that is open to one mavui? Right. I'm sure that some of the picture books have what the case is, and he wants to close that up and open his house to another mavui. Right, is he allowed to close up one entrance to his house and open up the other entrance to his house and now become part of another mavui? But a mavui ma'akvan alav oyim ma'akvan alav. Could they be ma'akiv on him? Why should they be able to be ma'akiv on him? Because now there's going to be more traffic in their mavui because he lives there. It's going to be another resident. So amalei b'nei mavui ma'akvan alav. They could be ma'akiv. They could be ma'akiv because there's more traffic. Achsanya l'fi b'nei adam mischalakas or l'fi psachim mischalakas. That will come back to other cases of Dalet Amos later on. That's why this is here. Achsanya, Rashi explains, the government had soldiers that used to go through town, and they used to have to stay in people's houses. So everybody had to give up some of their house, some of their beds in their house. So do you go by B'nai Adam? How many people are in the house? Is that how you split up how many soldiers get into the house? The Chassam Sofer here says, it doesn't go by how many people. It goes by the amount of the parnasa of people. Do you look at the parnasa of people and what they could afford? Or does it go by doorways? The more doorways, then the more you get. Amalei l'fi b'nei adam mischalekas. It goes by parnasa. There's one more question. Tanina mihachi. The Braisa also supports this. Zevel shebechatzer mischalekas l'fi psachim. If you have fertilizer in the chatzer, different pshat than what this means. Let's go with the pshat of in the yard. There were a lot of people's animals from all over. So there ends up being fertilizer there. So how do you split the fertilizer that's in the open yard? So the fertilizer is split based on the psachim. Achsanya lefi b'nei adam. Achsanya, the armies, go by b'nei adam. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here. We'll start with Amar Afuna Bezrim tomorrow. We'll run down to the two dots, and we'll get to tomorrow. And Bezrim, we'll start with that Rav Moshe about the, which has to do with today's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.